everyone. My name is Susan, and welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're going to start today with the reading from the Daily Word, and our word is healing. God's healing power is moving through me. I am open and receptive to God's healing power within me and within my loved ones. I trust with absolute faith that God is greater than any worldly condition. I cannot limit God. I listen to the still small voice within and feel guided along my healing journey. If fear and worry get the better of me and I start to feel anxious, I call forth the healing power of the indwelling Christ. I spiritually surrender my concerns. When I pray for my dear ones, I do not focus on their condition. Rather, I see them as the divine beings they are, whole, prosperous, and spiritually perfect. As I pray, I perceive God's healing presence moving through me and my beloveds. This presence is the health beyond the illness, the prosperity, the abundance beyond the insufficiency, and the life beyond death. It is the truth of my life. And from Isaiah 58:8, your healing shall spring up quickly. And we will sing Surely the Presence together, and Joyce will lead us in that.
I'm free.
You guys are good. You're all standing up, and I didn't even tell you to stand up. So, yes, we're going to greet our neighbors. So, offer a hug or a handshake to folks.
Yeah, just step back here.
Oh, wait, it's like, oh,
stay right there.
Well, I hope you feel better.
The candle, and yes, I do. We are honoring the power of love this month, and the color is pink, and I just happened to have a couple pink things, so why not? Okay, so it is time for announcements. Today is our board meeting. Shortly after church, we have to fuel up those board members. So when we're finished with snacks and fellowship, the board meeting will commence. Today at 2:00 at Bear Raven in Winlock, Grandfather Roy Wilson is hosting singing, drumming, and teaching. At the end of the month, on April 24th, Circle America meets. That information is, the particulars are in your email. Last Sunday, Jerry mentioned that a membership committee is forming, and if you have an interest in knowing more about that or perhaps being on it, you can contact Jerry or Penny. And something's going to get going here. And last, but certainly not least, we need a reader for next week. The schedule is out there on the door, and there's a blank spot for next week. Yay, Joanne will do it. We will get you written in there. Thank you. Okay, so it is time for our unity statement. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are there any other announcements?
I have one definitely.
I knew that, by your hand. Yes, go ahead.
My mom's birthday is next Sunday, 21st, and there's gonna be cake and ice cream, and she's turning 84, and I believe Sharon is gonna bake the cake.
Nice.
And I'll supply the ice cream, so that's next Sunday.
Is she coming?
And I assume she'll be here.
Yeah, I'm bringing her.
Wow.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very nice. Okay. Any other announcements? All right. So now we will say our unity statement together. So please join me. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now we're going to sing our song of joy, We'll Build a Land. Some of you have the notes and all on this large sheet. So, yeah, the black things that go up and down, some are bigger, some are smaller. And some of you read that language, so here we go. Yes, please stand. And we're going to sing all four verses. Take a deep breath. What's the nicer word for guinea pig? What do you call that? Oh, we are guinea pigs, okay.
Well, hopefully again, now that you've warmed up, don't throw those away, just leave them on the.
Yeah, okay, we will sing this more and learn it. Joyce is playing the song next weekend for her father's memorial, and because she had to concentrate on the playing, she wasn't able to lead us. But if we have a great singer who can.
Eileen is going to own it, and she'll sing.
Yay, okay, that'll be fabulous. It's a great song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Song.
Yeah. Okay, so it's time for our reading, and that will be given by Eileen.
Yes, yes, that's me. Okay, so feeling and currently is a good topic for today because I seem to have the never-ending cold. So I have a prayer here from one of my favorites that many of you have seen before. This is the Upkeep Prayers for the Modern Mystic. And I have healing prayer. Okay. May I? God, give me the faith to believe that you have the power to heal me. Reach through this seemingly impenetrable maze of belief systems and take me home. Teach me to celebrate joy more and worship fear less. Teach me to pray with an attitude rooted in power. Help me to accept the authority of your word. Remind me that thinking about praying or assuming that you know my needs is not enough. Remind me that I must speak to you with an open, undefended heart and ask directly for healing. Then remind me to listen. Help me to make it a priority to listen to you. Make me understand the importance of our time together. I know that I need to make more time for you, for our relationship, than I do for any other relationship. Help me to act on that knowledge. Teach me to eliminate the situations and beliefs that keep me stranded from your love. Dispel the delusion that I can personally heal my deepest wounds. Grant me the humility to ask for and receive your healing. Lead my mind into your love and away from my fear. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Eileen. We will sing our meditation song, and it is the Lord's Prayer. It's on, I can't see that corner. It's on page 70.
Thank you.
together let's say these. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. And we will say our Lord's Prayer together on this second Sunday. Mother, Father, Principal, Spirit Divine, who dwells in all, we are grateful for your infinite blessings as we align with divine will to co-create heaven on earth. You fulfill all our needs. We embrace all of life, knowing you also embrace all of life. We know you are always present. Your love, power, and presence are right here, right now, and always, and so it is. You want to hear a joke? All right, well, this guy decided that he wanted to try to be more positive. And so as he woke up one morning, he decided to say a prayer. And he said, God, I'm so proud of myself. You know, so far today, I haven't gossiped. I haven't been rude. I haven't cut anybody off with my car. I haven't, under-tipped the barista at the coffee line. I haven't thought cranky thoughts about my neighbors. I'm doing great. But in just a minute here, I'm getting out of bed. And after that happens, I'll probably need a little more help. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I got some slides here. Let's see.
Did he buy a lottery ticket?
Did he buy a lottery ticket? He should have. All right. So we are continuing our study of Pray Up Your Life with the book of the same name by Reverend Charlene Emanuel. And remember that Reverend Charlene says that there are many ways to pray. There are as many ways to pray as there are people. And so she's not about telling us that how we're praying already is bad or wrong. She's giving us ideas that we can practice with. And we're going to practice with some of them here today. And we might like them and they might be great. They might crash and burn, who knows? But we'll continue to learn and grow through this experience. I love Reverend Charlene's definition of prayer. She talks about prayer being conscious, intentional communion with the divine. Conscious, intentional communion with the divine. Because in unity, we believe we're always in communion with the divine. We just may or may not be conscious about it. And when I say we, I mean me. Sometimes I forget, and sometimes I'm not conscious of that connection. So prayer is a way to remember that connection that's always present in us and in everyone. And Reverend Charlene says, the more time we spend in prayer, the easier it will be to be mindful of this connection, the easier we will connect with that divinity within and with everyone else. So, in unity, we know that prayer is important already. We focus on prayer and meditation as ways that we stay mindful of that divine connection. And it's so important that we even have this unity principle
our fourth basic principle that talks about the power of prayer and meditation. And like Susan said, today's talk is staying positive. Now, I don't know about you, sometimes staying positive can be a little bit of a challenge for me. If I'm watching the news, I might see, you know, stuff in the political realm that I think, how in God's green earth did we get here? Or I might see something about wars, which is disturbing to me. Or April is Earth Month, and so I might see a report on the environment that I find perhaps a little distressing. And so I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to do some work to stay positive. I'm aware for me, it feels good to have a positive mindset. But I started thinking, you know, as I was putting this talk together and thinking, well, is it just me? Like, you know, is there another good reason to be positive besides maybe it just feels good to me? And I did a little research and I wanted to share with you what I found. So according to the Mayo Clinic, it is not just in Audrey Pitchford's head that it feels good to be positive. There's actually documented health benefits of having a positive mindset. I found this pretty impressive, that it can lead to things like increased lifespan, lower rates of depression, better cardiovascular health, and greater resistance to illness, lower levels of distress and pain, better psychological and physical well-being, better coping skills during hardships and times of stress, and reduced risk of death from a variety of causes. Wow, I thought that was pretty cool. That's a really good motivational factor for me to stay positive and to think positive. And beyond medical benefits, there are additional life benefits as well that I found for staying positive. And this is from the Life Coach Directory, which said that positive thinking and staying positive enables creative and constructive thinking. So when we're in a positive mindset, we're more likely to have creative ideas and be open to out-of-the-box ways to solve our challenges. I think it was Einstein who famously said, we can't solve the problem at the level of thinking that created the problem. So we often need a new idea or a new mindset to deal with our challenges. The Life Coach Directory also says that positive thinking increases happiness and contentment, and it builds resilience when things don't go according to plan. I don't know about anybody else. I've had some things not go according to my plan. Perhaps you have as well. And there's such great value in being able to bounce back from that and try again. Now, in Unity, there's another reason why we know that staying positive matters. And it has to do with this Unity basic principle number 3. Our thoughts have creative power to influence events and determine our experiences. Sometimes this is called the law of mind action. And you may have heard it voiced as thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Yeah, I can tell some of you have heard that before. In other words, what we think about and invest with great feeling, we experience, we manifest in our lives. Now, I have definitely seen this in action in my life. And this principle works no matter what I'm thinking. Right. So if I'm thinking something negative, for example, if I'm awfulizing and I start thinking, oh, it's so terrible, and oh my goodness, and then what if this happens, and what if that happens, and what if the other thing happens, I start feeling unsettled. So if I'm using a negative thought, that is going to create for me a negative experience. And this isn't bad or wrong. Sometimes as humanity, it's okay to be a learner, and we might find ourselves having those thought patterns. It's an opportunity for me when this comes up in my life to kind of backtrack. And if I notice myself feeling unsettled, to go back and think, what was I thinking right before I started having that feeling? Huh, do I want to keep having this thought and this feeling? Do I want to think something else? What else could I think? In a similar way, when we have a positive thought, this also influences our experience. And I actually learned about this before I joined Unity. When I was a young adult, I was taking a writing class. I was in school, and I had this idea to write on the outside of a mannequin, to write some text and then like write it on the outside of a mannequin. And I wrote all the text, but I didn't have a mannequin. And this was actually so long ago, it was pre-internet days. And so I did what we did at the time. I picked up the phone and started calling the mall. And I called every store that I thought might have a spare mannequin that I could purchase off of them. And I talked to several people who did not have mannequins or did not have extras, and who also told me that mannequins were so expensive that they thought there was no way that a college student like me was ever going to be able to afford a mannequin. And for some reason, I don't know why, I was absolutely convinced not only was I going to find the right mannequin, it was going to be at a price I could afford. So a few days later, I was walking through downtown Olympia, and I passed by a store window, and they had some kind of funky clothes in the window and some mannequins. And so I wandered in and asked the guy behind the counter if by any chance he had any spare mannequins that he was willing to sell. And he just so happened to have a beat up mannequin in the back of a store that he wasn't going to be using for his displays. And it was $10, which I could afford. So we know that what we think about influences our experience. If I had talked to the people at the mall who thought, you know, there was no way I was getting a mannequin, I could have decided, oh, well, you know, yeah, I should probably, you know, change my vision for my school project. And I might not have ever even walked downtown or looked in that window or taken the risk to go ask the guy behind the counter, hey, I see you have some awesome mannequins in the store, any of them for sale? And so this is how our mindset can influence our experience. And this is a part of what we live and remember and try to be mindful of as Unity Truth students, this idea that our thoughts matter. Now, oops, I went back too far. Let's see if I can figure out how to take it back one. There we go.
Back to you.
So in all of her chapters, Reverend Charlene uses what she calls a prayer anchor. And this is a biblical quote that illustrates what she is talking about in her chapter. And just as a reminder, in Unity, we practice metaphysical Bible interpretation. So we don't get super hung up about whether stuff in the Bible really happened the way it was written down. We don't assume it's historical fact that someone was sitting there taking notes as everything was occurring. We look for the metaphysical meaning, for the deeper meaning beyond the physical. And the nice thing about metaphysical interpretation is we each get to have our own. So I get to have my metaphysical interpretation, and Penny gets to have hers, and we know that everyone, Phil gets to have his, everyone gets to have their own interpretation, and that's okay. So this particular quote is one of my favorites from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. I love this. Yeah, some of you do as well. I can tell. And a couple of the things that I love about this passage. First of all, I love this word beloved. I love remembering that I am beloved in each moment. Susan mentioned the power of love a little bit earlier, and we're going to talk some about that. But I love remembering that I am the divine's beloved, and so are you, and so is everyone. And I love about this passage that it reminds me of that power of thought, that we can always choose what we're going to focus on. And this doesn't mean I'm going to pretend that my circumstances aren't here. This doesn't mean that I'm going to pretend, you know, that stuff that I read in the news isn't real. This is an opportunity for me to remember, okay, given that that's going on, what am I going to do? How am I going to focus my thinking? What am I going to channel my life energy toward? So You know, I like asking you all questions. And remember, there's no right or wrong answer. So I would love some thoughts from you, because I'm guessing this idea of staying positive is not new to many of you. And so I'd love to know, what are some of your strategies that help you stay positive? Or if you're having kind of a negative mindset, what helps you turn it around? Oh, yeah, Sherry. Oh, yes, reading the daily word. Me too. Gosh, that's a great way to start the day. An instant mood lifter. Thank you, Sherry. Yeah.
Thanking God every second minute of the day, and the day will do that.
Okay, yeah, thanking God every second of the day. So gratitude, being appreciative and grateful for our blessings. That's a huge one. Yeah, Joanne.
I have a mantra that one of my spiritual teachers gave me. So remember it. I am spirit and I am light, creatively masquerading as this wondrous human being. The trick is to remember this so that my spirit angels can help me.
Nice. A mantra or an affirmation. I am spirit, I am light, creatively manifesting as a human being.
The trick is to remember this.
The trick is to remember this, yes.
That's the trick.
Right, yeah, because we can be disguised even from ourselves at times. Yeah, so a mantra or an affirmation of our truth. Yeah, what else?
So for me, if I'm in a situation where negativity is around me, getting myself out of that situation.
Yes.
And of course, can you guess where we go?
I'm guessing.
I thought myself away from everybody.
Joyce has got to mention music sometime in this question. If she doesn't, I'll mention it for her. Yeah. And the other thing too is, yeah, sometimes it's about the people around us. We may have people in our lives who are very positive and easy to be around, and we gravitate towards them. And we may have times that there's people who are harder to be around, where we might make decisions to limit our time with them. Yeah. Any other thoughts, Susan?
I have some visual reminders.
Visual reminders.
Bracelets that have the words.
Nice.
Things posted around my house that
Nice. Yeah, visual reminders. So it could be wearing special jewelry that might have specific words incorporated or symbols incorporated that remind us, or seeing things around our house, whether it's a post-it note or whether it's a picture or a symbol or something that's meaningful. Absolutely. Yeah, Penny.
I take myself out to lunch.
Take myself out to lunch. Yes, doing something nice for ourselves, treating ourselves as the beloved. Yes, I am worthy of buying a nice lunch for. Yeah, absolutely. Yes?
I take a deep breath. If I can remember to breathe, that usually helps, a deep breath. And then that prayer of protection, I can't even begin to tell you how many times that has helped me turn it around, or particularly if there's worry that I can get rid of. I can say that for myself and say it for a loved one. It makes a
nice difference. Nice. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. So breathing, which can be super underrated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to do it all the time, and sometimes, again, we forget. And so a mindful breath and the prayer of protection. I love it. Great ideas. Yeah.
Along the same lines, taking a breath, realizing that I'm in a negative space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then remembering that with God, all things are possible. So
absolutely.
I can't limit it to just what I think.
Right. So recognizing where I'm at, and sometimes we call that mindfulness, noticing what's going on without judgment. This is what's going through my brain. And remembering that with the divine, all things are possible. So an affirmation, a reminder of truth. Yeah, thank you, Tom. All right, well, let's see what the Mayo Clinic has to say about strategies for staying positive, because they're pretty smart over there. They got most of the highlights. Identify an area of focus. This is something that we haven't mentioned yet, but I really like this because sometimes if practicing a positive mindset or thinking positive is new or not our first impulse, we might need to start small. And we might need to say, okay, I'm not going to, you know, try to tackle all of politics and wars and the environment today. I'm going to focus on my relationship with my sister, or whatever we might decide to focus on. So it's okay to start small and practice. And practice mindfulness. We got that one. Yep. Noticing our thoughts. Ooh, being open to humor. I love to laugh. Maybe nobody here noticed so far. But For me, that's such a joy, how it feels in my body to laugh and to make other people laugh. And so I practice that constantly. I'm always looking for new jokes too, so if you hear a good one, let me know. All right, following a healthy lifestyle. So if we're eating healthy food, drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, this helps us be more positive. And this can also be a point of check-in too, if I'm struggling to have a positive mindset, I might ask myself, okay, did I stay up too late last night? Did I maybe not drink enough water? It's an opportunity to return to that self-care that we were talking about. Surrounding ourselves with positive people, yep. Oh, and this last one, practice positive self-talk with affirmations and gratitude, yeah. And we talked about affirmations, we talked about gratitude. The one thing that I want to point out in this last bullet is the idea of practice. Because sometimes a spiritual practice is not a one and done. It might feel desirable to think, oh, I wish I could just attain that level and be there all the time. And we might need to practice. And I don't know if anyone remembers author and motivational speaker Zig Ziglar.
Yeah.
Yep, some of you. I found this great quote from him. He said, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend doing it daily.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So a bath wears off, and maybe the last thing that we did to reboot our mindset wore off too, and that's okay. That doesn't mean we're a failure or we're bad or wrong. It's just time to practice some more. We can have that mental, emotional bath, spiritual bath, and refresh ourselves and keep going. Something else that the Mayo Clinic had on it that I really liked, they suggested swapping out certain negative phrases for positive ones. So if we find ourselves thinking negative things, to try a different thought. And so these were some of the examples the Mayo Clinic suggested. Instead of saying, I've never done it, maybe it's a chance to learn something new. Instead of no one talks to me, I'll see if I can open channels of communication. Instead of I'll never get better at this, I'll give it another try. And instead of I don't have what I need, necessity is the mother of invention. Or as my spouse likes to say, there's always another way, making something out of nothing. So part of what I really liked about this little chart on the Mayo Clinic's website is that this reminded me a lot of a prayer practice that I have participated in that is very similar. That when there's an apparent lack or need, to think about what's another way I can think about the situation. And so let me show you what I mean. So if what I'm having is an experience of worry or fear, I can affirm something else. And if I don't know what to affirm, one place that I like to start is with the 12 powers. So our Unity co-founder, Charles Fillmore, identified 12 attributes that he said were part of the divine. And because we know that every human being is an expression of the divine, these 12 attributes are in each of us as well. Like Susan mentioned, the power that we're focusing on in the month of April is the power of love, and there's 11 other powers, and there's actually probably 359 more powers beyond what Charles identified. And so if I'm having an experience of worry or fear, one technique in prayer is to think about, well, what would the opposite of that be? What would it look like if I wasn't having these? Maybe affirming faith, or imagination, or peace, or understanding, and saying, those are right here, right now. In a similar way, if I'm having an experience of lack, I might affirm abundance, gratitude, look at all the good I have, or imagination, being open to ways to bless my life with what I need. And I might say these gifts fill my life. If I'm having an experience of illness, I might affirm vitality or life or energy and say, these are my truth. All right, so I have one here to practice together. And the great thing about this is there's no right or wrong. So all we're looking for is a more positive idea to hold. So I put up there because sometimes during Earth Month and with environmental reports, things sound very dire. And so if we're having thoughts of calamity, what are some other ideas we can hold? Yeah.
Opportunity for expansion or change.
Opportunity for expansion or change. Great, thank you. What else?
Also releasing that.
Yeah, yeah. So releasing thoughts of calamity, releasing thoughts of too late or, yeah, already broken. Yeah, letting that go. Yeah, being open to something new.
Celebrate the peace that we have and
okay.
The beautifulness of
now. Yeah. Okay, great. Celebrating peace, celebrating nature, celebrating the mountains, trees, the beauty of the springtime. What else? Yeah, Tony.
Weren't you the one that told us all that chaos is happening? It's our opportunity to create order.
Oh, maybe. So yeah, affirming so. Divine order. Things coming together in the right and perfect way. A few things I affirm, wisdom. Humanity is growing in its wisdom to address the situation. Harmony, we're working together as people to make things better. Love, we express love for ourselves and for each other and for all forms of life and for the planet. So there are a variety of ways we can use the 12 powers and more to shift our thinking. And this isn't denying, gosh, we might, you know, we might need to do stuff like vote in certain ways or recycle in certain ways. And this isn't denying or discounting any of that. And it's a way to focus our thoughts on what do we want to affirm? What do we want to see in the world? And how can I maintain a positive mindset as I'm dealing with the reality in front of me. All right, we've talked a little bit about love. And I want to read to you what our Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore said about love. And this is from the Daily Word, the Revealing Word, the other word. So the Revealing Word is a book that Charles wrote with his metaphysical definitions, and it's a starting place. Again, we don't have to agree with Charles. We can come up with our own metaphysical meanings. But here's what Charles had to say about love. He said, divine love is impersonal. It loves for the sake of loving. It is not concerned with what or who it loves, nor with a return of love. Like the sun, its joy is in the shining forth of its nature. So I really like that definition of love because it means love is more than simply an emotion. Love is more than, oh, I love this person because they were nice to me, or I love this person because they love me first and I love them back. Love can be separate from what other people are doing, whether they're behaving the way I want them to behave or not, whether they're doing the things I want them to do or not. And in this way, love can be a conscious choice. It can be an intention. It can be a mindset. It can be a way of staying positive, being loving towards humanity and all of life and the earth. Again, regardless of what is happening in the outer, choosing that mindset. All right. So as we prepare for meditation, I want to share a couple practices. There's a handout today if you want to ponder some of these ideas about staying positive a little more deeply. I always like that Reverend Charlene in her materials includes a word search because I think those are fun, and beyond it just being fun for me, and I know not everyone likes word searches, so if you don't, that's okay too. But Reverend Charlene says this is a way to remember to look beyond the surface to see what else may be there. So that's there if you're interested. She also suggests a practice with this prayer anchor. Now she's super into numbers, so she recommends doing this practice 9 days in a row, and you certainly can if you wish. We're just here on one day. If it's not a fit for you, that's okay too. And she suggests saying this prayer anchor 3 times as early as possible in the morning. And the first time, she suggests saying it aloud and with your own name in the blank after the word beloved. And the second time, saying it a little more quietly, but still so you can hear it. And the third time, saying it to yourself and then going into the silence. And she says if you have a specific prayer intention, that when you go into the silence, take that with you. And her belief is that this helps condition our minds to stay positive. And like I said, we're free to try it out for 9 days if we wish. Maybe she's right. Maybe it won't work. That's okay either way. But we'll do the first day here together as a community. And so hopefully everyone can see the screen or you have the handout. And like I said, when we go through it the first time, we're gonna read it together. And so we'll kind of be in unison. When we get to the part where you have the blank and you put your own name, it'll be a little chaotic-y because everyone will be saying different names, but that's totally okay. And then the second time we'll say it a little more quietly. And the third time we'll say it to ourselves and go into the silence. And I'll remind us as we go through each of these. So let's go ahead and give it a try and see how it goes. So I invite you to get into a place of physical comfort. If that involves needing to shift in your seat or put your feet on the floor or whatever the case may be. And let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And a gentle breath and let it out. And another gentle breath in. Remembering that we can breathe naturally and normally. And let it go. And so for our first read through, remember to put your name in the blank and we'll just go ahead and read this together. Finally, beloved Audrey, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And let's take a breath and take that in. So let's go ahead and read it a second time, a little more quietly, so I'm going to not use the mic this time.
Is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is anything, worthy of praise, think about these things.
And let's take another breath. And for a third time, knowing that you are with your community and we're doing this together, please go ahead and read this silently to yourself. And I invite us to take this idea and this experience into the silence. We know our thoughts are so powerful. We know that our thoughts shape our experiences and our reality. And so we consciously choose the kind of thoughts we want to think and the kind of experience we want to have. And for this ability to choose our thoughts and for this conscious awareness that it makes a difference, we are so, so grateful. And so we end this prayer with gratitude. And in our hearts, we feel this deep gratitude, knowing it is so. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Audrey. Now we will take a few minutes, a few moments in silence to absorb and reflect on the message. It's time for a healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters. The members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, those we have lit candles for, and those that you will mention now, we want to send our healing prayers to Phil Schubel, to Hallie Bailey, and Dixie Andrews, and John Clark, and go right ahead. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be in the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as members of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offerings in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you. blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now we get to say the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And next we're going to sing our peace song and circle up. And while you're doing that, I want to thank Audrey for speaking. Wild is the operative word. Joyce as our musician, Eileen for the meeting, Joanne for creating the great slides, Tom for setting up all the tech stuff, and you all for being here. And next week our speaker will be, I started to say Audrey, will be Mariette Jones from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.